Octava 14, day 19. What is the first track you knew all the words to in its entirety? This wasn't so easy, this one, but I narrowed it down because I'm pretty much sure that I could narrow it down to one particular artist. And, you know, with all the things that were going on at the time in the 60s, I would say, because in the 50s, although I do know there were lots of songs that were hits and tracks in the 50s, that I guess by the age of 10, I really wasn't remembering a complete song's lyrics at that time. I was listening to it, of course, but I wouldn't necessarily be of age to remember all the words in a song, in other words. That was hard to say. So I'm guessing it was the 60s. So in the 60s, of course, well, wow, my God, the Beatles. I remember some words to the Shadows. Joke. We had Tom Jones and Cliff Richard, the Everly Brothers. Who else? Loads of people. Which at the moment I can't remember. And of course the Beatles were big at that time too, and the Stones were there along in the 60s. Ah, Procol Harum. Yeah, that was the song I knew all the words to. But I said that wasn't, I wouldn't believe that'd been the first one. So I've nailed it down in a long-winded way to Elvis Presley, because as per one of the previous octavers, it may actually have been one or two before this first album, and that was Elvis Presley. And so at that time, and I've had a wee look to remind myself exactly what was out in the 60s, we had Return to Sender, His Latest Flame, Surrender, Are You Lonesome Tonight, Good Luck Charm, and Wooden Heart. I remember that Wooden Heart. I could never sing the German part. Maybe Anna Jane to Handel. It's the same words, I know, but it's just sung in German, but it was the pronunciation. Anyway, so all those tracks, and I knew virtually all the words to each of those tracks, because probably did what I did with every piece of music I got, played it till it was done. But the one that I really think I remember more clearer than any was the track It's Never Never. Simply because it just jumped at me when I seen the list of the tracks in the 60s. And I reckon that's the one that I would first learn all the words. That was a toss-up between that and Are You Lonesome Tonight. I haven't mentioned that one, did I? Well, that was another one. But no, it's Never Never. And so that's what I'm going to play. Simple as that. Elvis was great. He was massive in the 60s. And the thing about Elvis was that you could understand virtually everything that he sang. There was no very little dubiety in his lyrics or his expression of the words. And that, whereas a lot of the other groups, you know, like one of the other octavers where you misheard things, or sometimes it was just a bit of a jumble. But with Elvis it was clear. And I guess that helped, and probably the type of songs that he sang too helped, for people who really wanted to learn the lyrics to sing his songs, because they were beautiful. They were great songs. So there you go. It's Never Never. Finally we got to it. It may have sounded like you were never going to hear it, but it's now.
When I first saw you, with with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now.